Well, sweetness and power could have new meanings because of the book Willpower, Rediscovering the Greatest Human Strength. In it, research psychologist Roy F. Baumeister explains the links between glucose and self-control and between willpower and how we might change our lives. His co-author, New York Times science columnist John Tierney, joins us. John, good to have you with us.
Well, thank you.
So what did your co-author discover?
Well, he discovered that willpower actually is this form of mental energy, and that it's powered by glucose in the bloodstream, and that this actually is a store of mental energy that you use and that you deplete when you resist temptations, when you make yourself do something, when you exercise self-control, and even when you make decisions. All this depletes the same source of mental energy, and it depletes the level of glucose in your blood.
So you're saying that sugar is actually feeding my mind?
Well, in some sense it does. And in the laboratory experiments, they love to use sugar. They use lemonade with sugar, and the control group takes lemonade with Splenda. And they can't tell the difference, but the people who get sugar actually have improved self-control. Now, our advice is don't try this at home. Sugar, straight sugar, is not the greatest way to do it. You get glucose from just about any kind of food, and so we advise people to eat healthier foods that will do a longer extended release of glucose. You know, sugar works great in the laboratory because it's a very quick-acting thing. You go right up and down, and you can observe the effects right away, but it's not so great in your personal life.
Right. Well, you write that there are only two predictors of how we're going to turn out as people. I mean, this is psychologists talking, and that's intelligence and self-control.
That's right. It's amazing. You know, people with stronger willpower, that they do better in school and at work. They're healthier. They're wealthier. They're happier. Their personal relationships are better. Their children are more likely to thrive. And as you say, there are two predictors of these things. There's self-control and intelligence, and it's a lot easier to improve your willpower than to improve your IQ.
And there was a study, now this was back in the 1960s. Wasn't there a study that was done with children and marshmallows?
Right, and it was kind of an accidental finding that pointed the way toward this importance of self-control, where they would give children, they would put a marshmallow in front of them, and then they would say that you can have this marshmallow if you want, but if you wait 15 minutes until I come back, I'll give you another marshmallow. And they were really interested in figuring out how do children resist temptations, what strategies do they use. And the ones that tended to work were the ones who looked away from it, not the ones who just stared at it. But then the researcher noticed later, because his children had gone to the same school where the kids did it, that the kids who'd been able to resist the marshmallow did so much better in school, and the ones who hadn't did worse. And that pointed the way toward the importance of self-control and achievement. And since that time, there have been lots more studies, much bigger studies. You know, one that just came out in 2011, they tracked kids for decades, thousands of children, and found that it predicted, you know, success in everything, whether, you know, between school, job, saving money, you know, staying married, you know, saving for retirement, staying out of prison. Self-control predicts so many good things in life. You know, but the real implication of this discovery that willpower is this finite resource you have. Now, it's like a muscle that you can actually strengthen it through exercise. In the book, we talk about different things you can do, like, you know, anything like just sitting up straight will strengthen your willpower over time. But at the same time, it's like a muscle. It gets fatigued as you use it during the day. So you have to recognize that you can't just count on it to get you through one crisis after another, that, you know, that if you're resisting a lot of temptations, if you're making a lot of decisions, all those deplete the same resource. And therefore, Roy has also found in some very interesting studies that the people with the best self-control, the ones who really do, you know, do well in a lot of things, are the people who aren't actually exercising willpower all day long. But they're the ones who structure their lives. They play offense, and they avoid the need to do it. So, you know, they don't go to all-you-can-eat buffets. They don't bring junk food home and leave it sitting on the counter. They try to minimize the need for self-control, and therefore, when there is an emergency, when they face that tempting dessert cart at a restaurant, they have the willpower to resist it.
Okay, so I'm thinking dieting, because dieting is denying ourselves food, but you're saying we have to eat to supply the brain with the glucose to resist eating.
Right. It's a great, you know, dieters catch 22, we call it, that in order not to eat, you need willpower. But in order to have willpower, you need to eat. And, you know, people beat themselves up for being overweight, and people tend to equate being able to control your weight with willpower. And there is a connection. People with better willpower and better self-control are better at maintaining their weight. But it's not nearly the strong connection there is with most other aspects of life, like doing well in school and at work and in your relationships and things. Because the body rebels against this. And if you try to starve it, if you don't give it any glucose, then your willpower declines. And the body fights back when it's being starved. So, you know, willpower will help you avoid temptations. It can help you establish good habits, you know, to avoid gaining weight. But it's not a marker. People who are overweight do not necessarily have weak willpower. It's the weakest connection that they've found in this.
So for someone who does want to lose weight, is there one piece of advice that you can offer them that will feed the brain and help them exercise that willpower?
Well, there are several things. You know, the basic step in any kind of self-control is to set a goal and monitor your progress and also strengthen your willpower. So you want to set a specific goal and set a realistic goal, you know, maybe 1 pound a week or something like that. And you might want to set a short-term goal. So it's over a month, 2 months, 3 months. And then monitoring your progress is really important. It used to be said, you know, they used to advise people don't weigh yourself more than once a week because you'll have these ups and downs and it'll discourage you. And which didn't really jive with the self-control research, because self-control researchers always found the more you monitored yourself, just kept track of what you're doing, the better self-control you would have. And they did a big study, and they found out that, in fact, people who weighed themselves every day were the ones who were most able to lose weight. And since I found out about that while writing the book, I've got this scale that, you know, that sends my weight electronically to my computer and my smartphone, and I see the grim news every day. But it did help me lose weight, you know, in doing the book.
Maybe all of us should find a Roy Baumeister. Hey, John, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
John Tierney is co-author with psychologist and researcher Roy F. Baumeister of Willpower, Rediscovering the Greatest Human Strength. Well, I think my willpower will be nourished by this soup. It's a harvest black bean soup and a great one for a cold night. But I wanted to talk about it because it's an example of what sweet spices do for beans and cured meats and tomatoes. Now, in this recipe, for instance, you cook dried beans and vegetables with a ham hock, and then you add tomatoes. But the seasonings that you include are the ones you might use for an apple pie. They're cinnamon, allspice, ginger, and cloves. And I like to grind them fresh because they're really aromatic. They're so aromatic, they set off the whole soup. So try them. And try the recipe. It's Harvest Black Bean Soup, and you can find it on the website, splendidtable.org.